AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means.
AJ, Bridge and Spider, Gold 92.5. It's the podcast.
Yeah, if you missed any of today's show, we caught up with Malcolm Turnbull, our Prime Minister, and I did a spray on the one country, one government. Don't give us all these state elections or even the local councils. Just give us one.
The sad passing of David Cassidy. We had a chat about your teen idol growing up and controversy with an AFL couple off on a kid-free holiday to the Maldives. Some people for it and against it.
I think we, the three of us can take our hat off today and say to everybody who drives that M1 to Brisbane every day, we salute you.
We really do.
Yesterday, the three of us had to go up there and do a bit of take some photos.
For buses and billboards, Peter.
Yes. So we had to go and get some photos. Why they had to do it on the Gold Coast, why they couldn't do it on the Gold Coast, we have no idea. No. But we had to go to Brisbane. So we went to Brisbane and we caught PCAR on the way home. Now, it was, you know, jam-packed, more so towards Brisbane and then back down towards Palm Beach. So we salute everyone on the M1. But one thing caught our eye. And
while you got a little tap in the back.
Well,
yeah,
some,
we got that.
Some lady forgot to brake and ran into my butt of my car, that is.
You never want to be rear-ended by a Ford Probe.
No.
Anyway, sorry.
And it didn't do any damage to my car, so I was happy to move on. But she had no registration plates, and it was like, let's move on.
Hey? It was full on.
But can I just make a point? And I did yesterday. Mm. The poor lady, like, we went straight to the car because we were worried about her, and she had two or three kids in the car. Folks, she turned around to look at a child. She said to Spider, I'm so sorry. She only touched it, but she still rammed the back of you. And she was turning around to look at the kids. Yeah. People in cars concentrate on driving.
I think she's done it before because I reckon all those bingles in her buckled bonnet were not just from you.
No, they weren't for me. Both of the rear vision mirrors were missing the front end of them. And yeah, but anyway, that was okay. The one thing that we stood out, and we need your help, 13-27-10. What are the fluoro people on the side of the roads? The statues.
The stick figure kind of people.
Yeah, but
they're yellow. They're yellow.
But they're men and female.
Yeah.
What are they? Do they represent something or what do they do? Because there was no roadworks going on along there.
Does it represent a road toll also, you know, of how many people have lost their lives? I don't know.
We don't know.
It's up around Springwood, but I've also seen them down around...
Yeah, everywhere.
Yeah, Currumbin and near Narang. But why do they have these fluoro people? Is it got to do with certain heights so they can get measurements or something?
I've seen them too on my way down to Coffs Harbour and on a new road before it surfaced, and they've just got heaps of them there, and we'd love to know.
Why is it so?
Yes, it is a why is it so.
In the words of Sumner Spider, why is it so? Why are they out there? We went on a Bridge Spider and AJ tour yesterday together in Spider's car. It was an experience in itself, Gold 92.5, and we saw some things that we didn't know what were on the road.
Yeah, it was a great trip up to Brisbane. We take our hat off to all the M1 drivers. But we were asking the question, what are all those statues, the fluoro men and women on the side of the roads? Mm. They're up around Springwood. We've seen them at Narang and Currumbin. And we sat there and go, what is it? Is it actually to warn us of deaths, road fatalities? Or is it actually just for surveying the area? We're not quite sure. So 13-27-10, what actually are they?
Liz in Varsity, hello, good morning. Do you know what the little men and women are?
Yeah, apparently it's to inform us that there's workmen about.
Okay.
So it's,
that's what I got told.
So they're only a warning sign?
Yeah, virtually, yeah.
Okay, because they're everywhere. There's a lot of them.
It's distracting.
I know they are. I'd like to go and draw on them.
Brett in Coomera. Brett, do you know what these figures are or these stick kind of men?
Yeah, they're used to make awareness of roadwork. People who have been used extensively in Japan and other Asian countries for quite some time. They're finally coming into Australia.
I think, do you find them, though, distracting? I find them distracting more than an awareness thing.
Yeah, but a lot of people just drive through roadworks and don't find that people standing on the road that are humans and their lives at risk.
That's
distracting.
True.
They keep flying straight past.
Yeah, we know a lot of people unfortunately do speed through certain areas of roadworks. So is that's a simple way they try and get around it?
Yeah. Tony in Oxenford, what are they for?
They are for marking services under the ground, sometimes for that reason. When they preload a bad piece of country with a cement plate, They put them on the settlement plate poles because you have to pick them up once a month. And if you knock them over, you lose all that data. It's just to highlight them so people don't go near them, really. The fibre under the ground.
Yeah.
There might be electrical under the ground.
Like call before you dig kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
new
stuff. Like dial before you dig. But these, because you're working in that area, they put a yellow man on a pole and it means stay away from there. It's a similar principle.
Yeah.
It's just to keep machinery away from services.
Beautiful. Thanks, Tone.
Thanks, Tony.
Thanks, Tony.
All right, no worries.
Cheers.
Hey, congratulations, Brett of Coomera. Brett, you were picked out, mate. You're off to Holiday Playdate, the multi-branded entertainment experience for the whole family. 3 days, 15, 17 December at Seabus Super Stadium, a festival-style event with rotating live performances plus interactive zones from Nerf and Lego, an Ice Age-themed skate rink and giant playable board games, including Operation Connect, Scrabble and Pictionary.
Big intro for the big man himself. During Movember, we know him as Ron Jeremy.
Yes.
You might know him as Paul Burt, the weatherman from Channel 7 News. Good morning, Bertie.
Woo. Jesus. 5.4.5. As the sea spread and the fish fell, many were fed. Unless you're on the other side of the bloody creek, you caught nothing. How are you, guys?
Hello, mate.
Bertie, really, really good. It's great to see you. We got your phone calls, yes, early last week, saying you wanted to be a part of it. And we've been able to give you a role in the pantomime.
You, I'm stoked. I am very, very happy.
Mm.
We'll put on you to Max down in Melbourne there to work out the talent fee, of course, because, you know, he does charge a lot of money, that man.
Right. Okay. So you're asking, right, is this like the Alinda Evangelista supermodel thing? You don't get out of bed for less than 10 grand a day?
No. Normally a hook and a sink and a fishing rod, but that's about it.
I thought I was going to go for the first bit. I didn't know what you were on about.
No, neither did I.
Oh, get out of here.
I'm happy you've chucked in the sinker and the rod.
Me too.
Yeah, that's it.
So you want to be a part of it, Bertie. Come on.
I'd love to. Yeah, I do. I will. I don't know. What role is it? What am I doing?
Well, yeah, there's going to be a lot of contro because you're going to be on stage with our resident fisherman, Herb.
I love Herb. Herb and I, we go way back. He's a top bloke. And you know what? It sounds like before we go on television, lots of contro.
Oh, okay. So the two fishermen together. All right. Are you happy to play yourself? Because, geez, you are one character.
Married for 10 years. We've always played myself.
Oh, Bertie. Bertie, don't. I'm not even going to. I could. I won't. I'm not going. Hey, so what about your rider? Well, what's your backstage rider like, Bertie? And I don't want you to say a darkened room on my own.
No, I'm going to go. My rider? Look, I don't know. You tell me. I mean, one with lots of fish and lots of Christmas cheer, and I think it'll be great.
Do you have any requirements? We see you sometimes doing the Channel 7 cross, and normally, I don't know why, on a Thursday and a Friday, you seem to always pick a beautiful surf club
where
the beer's cold, the food's great, and then you got to talk a couple of lines.
Mm.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's a lot of fun. I think the backdrop, you know, whatever falls in place for the night will be a lot of fun, and look, I'm sure we'll come up with something. I'm not entirely sure at the moment because I'm accepting the deal. I think it'll be a great time. I'm looking forward to it, and I guess from here to the end of the Christmas period, we'll be working out exactly which way we're going to go with it.
Exactly.
I don't know. That's how I roll the weather. It's very loose and free.
How's it looking coming into the weekend, mate? What do you got for us,
mate? We've got some more showers on the way. It's going to kick in. I don't think we're going to get too much today. Well, tomorrow. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy.
Yeah.
A little bit of... There's a slight... Tomorrow, I just missed any chance of shower. It's going to be very minimal.
Cool.
Saturday, Sunday, we'll start to see it. But then, mark my words, Tuesday afternoon, lunchtime through to Wednesday into Thursday, yeah, there's a good chance of getting some really good falls across the coast as another trough pushes through. So, yeah, I'd be watching then. But up till then, I think Saturday, Sunday, very similar to yesterday, just a couple of millimetres here and there. But, leading into mid-next week, it'll be very wet.
All right. Thanks, thanks, Bertie. See you on 7, 7 News and see you at Pando practice.
Mate, I'm looking forward to it. And, look, you've seen the Mo grow.
Oh, I have.
And now with election this weekend, I've been told that it's got to go. So I'm going to do it tonight live on the news.
You're not.
I am, mate. I've had the strict authority. But it's all for men's health. It's raised a lot of awareness for men's health. But it is tonight. During the weather,
it'll be there, then it'll be fair, and it'll be gone. So it'll be an interesting weather segment tonight if you want to check it out.
Well, you look exactly like Ron Burgundy, and you sent me that split screen of you and Ron Burgundy from the Anchorman.
That's to stay with you. That's a personal spot.
Oh, I've already put it on my Insta. It's already on my Insta.
Thanks, Bertie. Well done. Congratulations with November as well.
See you, mate. Yeah, well done.
We were all in the car yesterday when we heard the news on Gold FM, and it was very sad, and I was waiting for this because it didn't look too good.
Yeah.
Teen Idol David Cassidy, one of the original teen idols of the 70s from the Partridge Family. My sisters loved him. They used to put little notes in their diaries. Oh, I love David Cassidy. Now, we know him from the Partridge Family. You know some of the old songs from the Partridge Family.
Family members begin to say to you, remember I just told you this 2 days ago, and there is no memory of it. That's when I began to be very concerned.
Yeah, that was David Cassidy on early on in Dr. Phil, saying that he had dementia and it was tough for him. The last 3 years,
yeah.
He'd been in and out of rehab. He'd been done by the cops for drink driving a few times, and the dementia was really kicking in. But he was a huge teen idol, and at first with the Partridge Family, he was employed just for his acting and his looks.
Yep.
And then they've realised, hang on a minute, he can sing, and he's like, let me sing. And did you know when he toured here in 74... he was smuggled around in the boot of a car because he was bigger than the Beatles.
What? Wow.
Yep, and he was threatened deportation by the Australian government for causing hysteria.
That's interesting. You'd be able to, at least you'd be able to get in the movies for free, the old time.
Yes.
Drive-in, smuggle
in
him
drive-ins.
In the boot.
Do you remember the music?
Oh. Come now and meet everybody and hear us singing.
Woo! It's good, isn't it? To know on 13 27 10 your teen idol, because it's a sad day. Here we go, here's the other one. Remember this one?
This was huge. I Think I Love You.
Massive. And spring up in my bed screaming out the words I said. I think I love you.
So, yeah, we want to know on 13, 27, 10 who your teen idol is. Are they still alive, or was it a sad day when they passed away? Who did you have? Who did you have up on your walls, in your bedroom, in your diary?
Mine wasn't a singer or anything. It doesn't matter.
No, it's whoever your teen idol was.
Mine was Iron Mike Tyson.
You did love him, didn't you?
Oh, he was the greatest.
Yes?
I loved Iron Mike.
Really?
Yeah. He was my idol.
He came here and he went there and he came here.
Mine was Simon.
He bit that bloke's ear off.
Yeah, Evander Holyfield.
No, Evander, yeah. Simon Le Bon from Duran Duran.
Duran Duran.
Oh, my gosh. I was marrying him till he married a supermodel. But anyway, I still got a
second
chance.
You were second.
I was second in line. You want to know who is, and maybe still is, your teen idol?
You didn't ask me mine.
We're getting to yours. Who is it?
Louis Armstrong.
Oh, how beautiful.
We lost the Partridge Family's main man yesterday.
We certainly did. Very sad. Teen idol. When he toured here in 74, he was threatened with deportation because of everyone's hysteria. That's how big of a teen idol he is. We want to know your teen idols.
Yeah, that's all we need to know. Mine was Mike Tyson. Bridge, yours was Simon Le Bon. AJ, yours was?
Louis Armstrong.
13, 2017. Give us a ring.
Vivian in Mudjerabah, who was your teen idol?
Oh, I loved Andy Gibb.
From the Bee Gees?
Thought he was just lovely. Yeah, from the Bee Gees. He was the best looking out of all of them.
Yeah. Did you have posters?
Oh, my bedroom was smothered.
Smothered. Was he the I always call him the Paddle Pop Lion, the one with the long hair and the big beard.
No. That was Barry. That was the big one. That was the main one.
Oh, yeah.
No, Andy died real young. He was in love with Marie Osborne. I've never forgiven her.
You know what you needed like these days? You know, you can get your Transformers Duna covers to sleep with. That's what we need. We needed the big Duna cover.
That would have been so awesome.
Oh,
it would have been like sleeping with the real thing.
Exactly.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day, guys.
Cheers,
bye.
Bye.
Vera in Mary McVera. Who's your teen idol?
Donny Osmond.
Donny Osmond. Oh, the big teeth. The big teeth on Donny.
Oh, I love Donny. He was all over my wall, and I was actually had it all planned that I was going to finish school go over to Brigham Young University and meet him and marry him like all the brothers did. I was even prepared to change my faith just to become Mormon just to marry him.
I love it. You got the dream like Bridge had with Simon Le Bon.
Yeah, so good to marry them. 100%.
He was awesome. They were the best looking generation of males ever, I reckon.
Thanks, Vera.
See you, boss.
Cheers, cheers. Beth in Benora Point, who was your teen idol?
Good morning, guys. It was Leif Garrett.
Here you go. Here's a bit of him for you.
Oh. Oh, my God. That blonde hair.
Oh.
I saw him recently.
I was going to say that, Bridge. I think I saw him recently. Wasn't he in trouble with the police or something?
He was on. He was in celebrity rehab with Dr. Drew. Poor bugger.
Oh.
There you go.
Thanks, Beth.
Good on you.
Bye.
Bye. We got Brucey Jr. in Parkwood. Who was your favourite? Who's your teen idol?
Oh, Spider, look, I've got to say, in grade 7 in Maryborough before I moved away, I was Peter Chris in Kiss.
Yeah.
So from that day forward, I had Kiss posters on the ceiling, on my wall.
Yes.
You won it. You got it from the hardest band of the land. Yeah.
Here you go, Brucey. This is for you, mate. Get your air drumsticks up.
Yo! Yo! Bruce, you still there?
Yeah, mate. Yep, kicking.
We've got a couple of tickets for you. This could be a good thing or a bad thing.
It's going to be brilliant.
To the AJ.
No, totally good. I'll buy you a beer, AJ, and Spider, and maybe a shardy.
Oh, thanks, darling.
You're coming to our pantomime. You're coming to our pantomime, Bruce.
I live 1,011 steps from the Parkwood, so it's not a far walk.
1,011.
Congrats, mate.
He's a father of four, a decorated AFL legend, winner of the Western Port High Grade 4 Knitting Prize. And he's not afraid to speak his mind. This is Spider Spry, hitting the important and not so important issues.
Bridgie's been fired up about this since the meeting this morning before 5 o'clock.
Yes,
well,
he has.
The big news overnight, we saw, what was it, a 22 or 24-hour meeting in Victoria.
28.
28-hour about the assisted dying euthanasia coming into Victoria. And we saw New South Wales have the same kind of debate only last week where it wasn't passed. It's been passed in Victoria. So now, if you do at that age or circumstances show that you want to say yes to assisted dying, you can go to Victoria. It's going to be passed by the lower house, but it's going to be.
Yeah.
Now, this is what confuses me. Mm. And I'm sure it confuses a lot of people out there as well. Why can it happen in Victoria and not in New South Wales? Now, what happens in South Australia, WA, the Northern Territory, and I can go through every state. But, you know, you look at why can't we have one country with one government, with one rule that operates everywhere?
That's right.
Because it's an absolute pain at the moment. And if you move interstate or you talk to people interstate, the electricity costs are all different. Your rego is completely different.
Yes.
The public transport all ran by different people. If you're boating and fishing, that is completely different in every state. Child support, family law, you name it, it changes from state to state. Last time I checked, we were one country.
Yep.
If we are one country, let's be under one policy and let's all unite and do the same thing, no matter if you're a territory or if you are a state. Mm. Local government, they are absolutely, well, the local council, doesn't matter what area, and I'm not just saying the Gold Coast, are a waste of space. Absolute waste of time. And then you're seeing what happened this weekend with a state election. How much money's been wasted on a state election? Absolute another waste of time. Mm. Because it's all different. It all changes. They all say, we can't do anything. We've got to wait till the federal government say something. And then we've got to work out if it's state, if it's council. You know what? Let's have one government that overlooks the whole country. One country all together. Is it that hard? I don't think so.
You've been sprayed by Spider.
But you're talking about a country where I grew up and they couldn't come to terms with a railway line for... They couldn't come to terms with the same railway line for each state.
That's amazing, isn't it?
What do you mean?
The gauge, the railway gauges. They were different in Tasmania, they were different in Victoria, they were different in...
That's silly.
Yeah. So they couldn't run from state to state.
No, because the gauges were different.
Gosh, that's true.
That's what we've been up against for all these years. Mm. But I totally agree with you.
Oh,
we're over-governed. We always have been. We always will be while we have local council and state government.
Right. I should go to my mum's house because Undy's my mum. She's got a big broom.
Vote one.
I should take it straight down to Canberra and just absolutely sweep that joint out and start from scratch.
I like that.
Vote one, Peter Everett. Written, spoken and authorised by Bridget Daly.
I have some big news.
I'm an overweight middle-aged man.
Welcome to Jumanji.
It's a great way to open the show.
And the media, look at all those people back there.
We have more wealth than most Australians. That is true.
Live from Gold 92.5's breakfast table, it's Bridges Feed.
Parents, pull up a stool, join the brekkie table. We've got a coffee for you. I want to know your opinions on 132710.
Flat white.
All right. Now, Nadia Bartel is a social media blogger extraordinaire, and she is married to your mate, Jimmy Bartel. Who did he play for?
Geelong Footy Club. Okay. Played over 300 games. One of the greats.
All right. Now, they've gone on a holiday. Lavish holiday in the Maldives. They put it all over their social media feeds. And they chose to have a child-free holiday. And it's fired up a lot of the followers. She said it's the first holiday without their two-year-old son, Aston, ever. And they decided to travel without him. I'd love to know your opinions on this. Is it selfish that parents have a child-free holiday? My point of view is we don't know what's happening. Perhaps that they're having a tough time and they need to focus on their relationship so they can be better parents.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
I think you don't know.
The hardest thing is, I suppose, you're looking at, as a parent, is how long you're going for. You do like those, opportunities to be able to go away for a period of time, but sometimes it's maybe worthwhile choosing somewhere where it's kid, you know, it's somewhere for the kids. The Maldives isn't for children.
No.
You sit there and go, okay, well, it's not really a place to take the children, but do we worry about going to the Maldives when they're a little bit older and go somewhere where it's more kid-friendly now?
Have you gone on a holiday without the kids?
Me? No.
Apart from a honeymoon, of course.
No. No, we take... the boss man has come absolutely everywhere with us.
All right. Well, we've got some calls coming in here. We're on 132710. Thank you very much for your calls. My computer screen's just gone.
Yeah, Kathy and Rabina, what do you think? Is it perfectly all right to have children-free holidays? You know, it's only a two-year-old.
I think it's disgusting. They've only had him for 2 years.
Yeah.
Like, it's not as if they've been without a holiday for 20. I still love our kids coming along and they're in their 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And they grow up very, very quickly, don't they?
They sure do. I think it's absolutely appalling.
Do you know, I don't have any photos of Mum and Dad on holidays without us. It was always those memories you've got of going away, camping, whatever it is, you know?
Yeah. Do you know, our kids still buy us gifts that are a family holiday for us all to go away together.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Thanks, Kathy.
They're the biggest losers.
Yeah, thank you. Well, you know what? If she's a social media blogger, she's probably done it because she gets it for free being over there at
that's true.
Maldives.
Rebecca and Kasharina, do you think it's okay to go on child-free holidays?
Absolutely. I think every parent needs a break. I mean, I've got a 9-year-old. My husband and I have never been away on a holiday without him, only because we don't have someone to look after him. We don't have the luxury of paying a nanny, but I would absolutely love to go to the Maldives without him. And I think staying at a beautiful resort that's child-free, I mean, I think every parent is.
That's a dream.
That's a dream.
Nadia has said parents need time to nurture their relationship as well. So there we go. Thank you. Michael in Moolambar, you all for it? Child-free holidays?
Yeah, people need it. They need a break and they need a fresh air for them to get focused on themselves and have a good time, you know. Like, if you had family, like your mum and dad, you could leave their kids with them. But if you don't have that, you know, there's options available and you need it for yourself too.
Yeah.
Yep, that's right.
I still love taking the kids away. They're the fun of it.
Like, you're
pretty bored with each other after. Anyway, back in Highland Park, kids-free holiday, yes or no?
Yes, absolutely. I do believe in it. I think it's very healthy for a relationship. And shame on all of you people who think it's not. I mean, you never know what they're going through.
They might
need to have that break. And I just think people just jump on and talk about other people's relationships and how dare they.
Good on you, Beck. Thank you.
Beck.
And, you know, like I said, a lot of the times if that child is two, it's the males, it's the fathers that feel left out and the nurturing side. So maybe it's time to make him feel special. Paul. Hello, Paul. What do you think?
How you going? Look, I've got a 9 and a 7-year-old daughter. Mm-hmm. They've both had passports since they were 6 years old, and we've taken them everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere we've gone overseas, we've taken them, and they've learnt. They've learnt from the world. They've seen different, the way people live in different countries like Fiji and whatnot.
Well, I'm a bit the same. I was going to say, I'm the same as you, Paul. I take the kids everywhere and, you know, they got the passports and sometimes we plan the trips around what the kids are interested in.
Yeah, look, if the wife and I need a break, like, we might get the grandparents to watch them for the night and we might get into Seoul or something like that for the night. Just have a bit of a break. But, look, overseas holidays, I strongly believe they're taken with you.
Good on you, Paul. Malcolm.
Oh, look, it's been a bit of a tough week for you, Prime Minister. Thank you so much for joining us. And look, tough day on Monday because you couldn't name an AC/DC song.
Oh, please don't remind me, Bridget. Thank you very much for your sympathy and your empathy and your good wishes.
Listen,
I was caught on the hot by your Brisbane team. And, of course, back in my day, being AC/DC was an anachronistic term for being bisexual. With the yes vote, I was a little confused by the whole thing. When they said, what's your favourite AC/DC song? I thought, well, is it I Like It Both Ways? I don't know. Then my brain froze. It was very embarrassing, and I was whipping myself on Monday night. I was furious because everybody thought I was uncool.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people did, and, you know, it's gone around the world, Malcolm, but I'm sure we can clear it all up once and for all then. What is your favourite AC/DC song?
Well, thank you, Spider, for the opportunity. that is difficult because I don't want to upset the purists who love Bon Scott, but I do love a number of songs off the Back in Black album. Let Me Put My Love Into You, What Do You Do For Money, Honey, and the classic Give the Dog a Bone. Now, if the dog is deserving of a bone, why wouldn't you give it a bone? There it is in the corner. It's salivating. There's drool coming off its lips. Give the dog a bone. But I will go for a Bon Scott great in Highway to Hell. I'm on a highway to hell. Highway to hell. It's about commuting and getting out to the outer suburbs and making a life for yourself.
At our M1.
It's about the M1.
Yeah, exactly.
What else is happening, Prime Minister?
Well, it looks like we're in big trouble in Bennelong. There is a by-election on. There's other business, political business going on. In Bennelong, we're up against Christina Keneally. Now, John Alexander, whilst being a good Christian and ultra-conservative, I'd love to be able to lean on his tennis career a little bit more. You know, he just didn't win a Grand Slam. Tour titles and a couple of good double showings aren't good enough. I mean, who gives a toss about tennis unless you're a star, JR?
Yes.
A tan bloke in tight shorts. Looks a bit pervy. But in political terms, I think the actual technical term is we're rooted. So, yes, that's what's happening. And so I'm shutting down Parliament and going into hiding.
Yes.
Prime Minister, you've already, this is a daily double today. You've already given us a bit of Highway to Hell. What else are you singing today?
Well, it is a daily double, AJ, and I want to say that I'm just going to keep singing Akadaka songs.
Oh, good, yes.
Is that right, Tristan? I call it Akadaka. Good on you. my assistant Tristan's over here shuffling papers. This is a good one. I like it. She was a fast machine. She kept her motor clean. She was the best damn woman I'd ever seen. She had the subtlest eyes, telling me no lies, knocking me out with those American thighs. She shook me all night long. Yeah, you shook me all night long. I like that song. I like that she keeps her motor clean too. It's important to maintain your vehicle. So if you are on the M1 in a traffic jam, it keeps going. Keep your motor clean. Now, before I've amused myself there, before we go, I just want to say the 92.5 Gold FM rocks the Currawa Surf Club. Opening this Thursday, get down there, pull your dick stickers up your butt crack and get in the boat.
AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.